Okay, today's daf is daf Kuf Dalad. We are on Kuf Gimel on the base. Middle of the story. Rabbi Yaakov was visiting Rava. He was visiting Rava's house. And Rava started making Havdalah. So yesterday we saw what Rava's, how he made the Nair and the Avuka. That was the discussion of the torch on Yantav. So now we're up to, what did Rava say when he made Havdalah? So the Gemara says, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Pasach v'omar. So Rava started making Havdalah. Hamavdu be'kodesh l'chol, bein or l'choshech, bein Yisrael lo'amim, bein yom ha'shvi'i l'sheshi be'hamaseh. He said, four Havdalos, four ideas of separation in Havdalah. Omar le lama l'chol kulei hai. So Rabbi Yaakov asked him, why are you making so many Havdalos? V'yamar v'yud amarav, hamavdu be'kodesh l'chol, zuhi Havdalos, l'sh Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Just say that one phrase, mavdu be'kodesh l'chol. Right, what we say when we just want to do malacha before, forget atochan atadu. So what do you say? Baruch hamavdu be'kodesh l'chol. Then you can drive home. So why don't you just say that? That's not Havdalah Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So Omar le, anok ha'sfirali. No, because I hold like the following. Damer Belazar, Amar Boshia, Hapoches, Lo Yifchos Mi Gimel, Vahamosif Lo Yosef Al Zayin. If you want to say not too many, if you want to be Poches, you should say at least 3 Lashonos of Havdalah, and if you want to be Mosif, you shouldn't say more than 7. 3 to 7. So that's why I hold, so I don't say the short Havdalah, the one-liner, so therefore, I hold 3 to 7. Amar Le, Vahamar Lo, Tlasa Amar Velo Sheva Amar. But you didn't say 3 or 7, right? You said 4. Count up. Right, we had Kodesh L'chol, Or L'choshech, Yisrael L'amim, Yom HaShvi'i L'sheshi B'Hamaseh. That's 4. And Tosfos points out on top that 3 to 7, there must be significance to the numbers 3 and 7. It must not just be anywhere in between. Right, or else he did 4. So you might say that, okay, he did one extra. Now the point is, he's asking, he says, if you want to hold like the Mama Mitim, so they do 3. If you think it's a hinder to do more, you should have done 7. You should do somewhere in between. So you didn't do 3, or you didn't do 7. And you didn't do 7. So I'm really, Ivra, you're right. That's true. Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'sheish Mi'amaseh Me'in Chasimihi. No, one of mine doesn't count. Because when I say Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'sheish Mi'amaseh, that's not really one of the Havdalahs. That's just because of the rule that you have to summarize the bracha. You have to summarize the bracha before the end of the bracha, and you have to say in that last line something to do with the bracha itself. Me'ein chasimihi. We had a discussion of this a little bit in Maseches Brachos. You have to summarize. Think of all our brachos. Kikel melech rofi ne'eman ata, bracha to Hashem, rofi chol yamo Yisrael. Kikel to Hashem, b'varech Hashanim, bracha to Hashem, b'varech Hashanim. Ne'eman ata lacha yis meisim, bracha to Hashem, b'chayi ha'meisim. It's a lacha of some, mentioning the chasima in the last line before the bracha. So that's what that line is. That's just there, may in the chasima. And after all, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Hamavdil, Sarach Shiyom, may in a chasima, Slavach Lechasima. So, right, if you, somebody who's Mavdil has to say similar to the chasima, close to the chasima. One ha'ara. So we're saying here that phrase of Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'sheish Mi'amaseh is only in Havdalah because of the bracha of Havdalah, which is Hamav de Be'kodesh L'chol. So similar to that is Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'sheish Mi'amaseh somehow. But the Rishonim ask though that we say Havdalah another time. We say it in Shmoneh Esrei and Atachon Antanu. So L'chora Misvara, if the only reason that you add in that phrase of Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'sheish Mi'amaseh is because of Ein Chasima, we shouldn't have that line in Atachon Antanu. Because in Atochan Atanu, the last line is Baruch Hashem Chori Nadas, and we have a separate Me'ein HaChasima line before the bracha. So says the Ran here, according to this, you shouldn't have that line. In Atochan Atanu, we do have it. But the Ran says here, you shouldn't have it, because logically the Gemara says, you're supposed to make 3 or 7, and here we have it, the only reason it's there is because of the Chasima. So where's the Ran? Let me find it. The Ran here on Chaf Aleph Haman Aleph. The Ran mentions that Mikan Diktaku Betosfos She'ein Lomer Ba'Tochan Atanu BeYom HaShvi'i L'sheish Mi'amaseh Ta'amucha Chacha T'lo Amrinam BeYom HaShvi'i Mi'amaseh El Mishud Debalu Me'ber Me'in Chasima. That's what the Ran says to leave it out. Other Rishonim, the Abu Draham and others, say that once it's part of Havdalah, we say it. We don't want to get mixed up. We don't want to get confused. Once it's considered part of it, for one reason, so that's why it keeps its form even in the other place. Okay, but that's why Atochan Atanu appears as it is. So if Yehuda says, if Yehuda Bishmol says, you have to say Me'ein L'Chasima, Samach L'Chasima. Upupetasai Amri Me'ein Psichasa Samach L'Chasima. In Pupetisa, they did it a little differently. They summarized right before the end of the bracha. They had Me'ein Psicha. they had, similar to the opening phrase of the bracha, they summarized in the last line of the bracha. My bad, what's the difference? Because most brachas only have one theme anyway. So what's the difference between Shmuel's halacha and Pupetisa? Ikabinayu, Yomtiv Shechalios Acher HaShabbos. The difference is a yontif that falls out on Sunday, a yontif falls out after Shabbos. So what havdalah do you say then? The chasmina be kodesh l'kodesh. What bracha do we say? How do we end off? Hamavdil be kodesh l'kodesh. So that's something that's mentioned by in the bracha, but we don't mention that phrase earlier in the bracha. So that the psicha is not hamavdil be kodesh l'kodesh, only the chasima. So that's the difference. Mandamar mei psicha asan samech l'chasima asan. According to the one, according to Pupadisa, who said that the summary line of the bracha has to be similar to the beginning of the bracha, so that here, lo boi l'meimbar be kedusha shabbos, kedusha zayadu b'vdalta. You don't have to have that line in, because in the psicha of the bracha, that's not mentioned. But according to Shmuel, who says you have to summarize similar to the bracha itself, close to the bracha, so then you would have to mention it. What happened to the seven? We'll get to the seven. But he held like the three. We're going to get to the seven a little bit later. That's from on the Amud. What's the makom? We're going to talk about it. There must be some significance. We're going to get to at least one drash about seven. Why three? I'm not sure, but we'll get to it. So just a few halachas, a few ideas in general about Havdalah. The word here is talking about Havdalah. As mentioned, the Rambam is of the opinion that Havdalah is a mitzvah, part of the mitzvah d'oraisa. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, Berach Chavtes, mitzvahs aseim in HaTorah, lekadesh es yom HaShabbos bedvarim. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to sanctify Kiddush Shabbos with words. Shenemar zachar yom HaShabbos lekadesh. Shklomar zachreyu zachiras shevach v'kiddush. Vitzarech lezachrehu b'knisaso u'b'yitziaso. The mitzvah of Kiddush is the beginning of Shabbos and the end of Shabbos. You mark Shabbos when it starts and when it ends. That also gives its sanctity. B'knisaso b'kiddush hayom b'yitziaso b'havdalah. That is the sheet of the Rambam, kim'at mefurish, that Havdalah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. If you look in the Magid Mishnah, here the Magid Mishnah quotes other mefarshim that say maybe it's not so simple. We quote the Rashba and others that v'yesh omrim da'avdallah eina elami divrei sofrim aval ha'kiddushu dvar Torah. Right? It says kiddush is daraisa. That's a mefurish gemara. Havdallah doesn't say anywhere, but it's the Rambam svara. There are things that the svara of the mitzvah of kiddush, the logic, is to sanctify the day. When you sanctify the day, you do it when you start and when you finish. And we're also talking here about the different, what do you say by kiddush? Talking about, yesterday we spoke about the Akedah has the different orders. If you have to put it together with Havdalah, now we're talking about the language. So we also, the Minhag HaOlam, is to mention, start off Havdalah, sorry, Havdalah, not Kiddush. The Minhag HaOlam is to start off Havdalah with a lot of other psukim, which are not in the Gemara. Right, Havdalah starts. Yes, anybody, what does Havdalah start? Where all the beautiful psukim. So where do those come from? Is that Havdalah? So the post can point out that's not Havdalah. Havdalah really starts with Borei Pri HaGafen. All of those psukim are extra, just like I mentioned yesterday, that Shabbos morning Kiddush, all the psukim we say before are also extra. Shabbos morning Kiddush is Borei Pri HaGafen. Havdalah starts with Borei Pri HaGafen. Why do we say all of those extra psukim? Well, Simin Tov, like you want to start off the week on a good foot. Said the Aruch HaShulchan, he points out, this idea explains the following, that in shul, if any shul makes Havdalah in shul, generally, it's not always, but generally, they don't say the psukim. They don't start off with Hinei Kel Yishuasi. Many, I remember, with a shul that I grew up in, that they said Havdalah, they start off with Borei Pri HaGafen. So what about those sukkim? Those sukkim are only for home? What is that if they're... So the Beisa Knessa says the Aruch HaShulchan in Reis Sadek Vav, Maschilin Mavarachan Bari Pira Gafet, V'chol Abal Bayis Bebeiso, Maschilin, Hinei Kedei Shuasi, Shadu Bayi Pesasar, Zon Hashem HaYeshua, etc. Lahu De Maisa Ora, V'lama Ein Omer Mothaba Beisa Knessa. Why don't we say those sukkim in Shul? Interesting, two reasons. Kedei Lolami Lahahamon She'ein Zeh Mehavdallah. To teach everybody that that's not part of the Havdallah. The Iker Havdalah is by Paragafen. So in shul, you want to do the Iker Havdalah. So people will ask, hey, what about the Psukim? Oh, that's not real. Oh, that's a Minug. There are other poskim that say another idea to be able to teach everybody, not to lift up the kos until the Iker Havdalah, the Iker Kiddush. to lift up, say, when the kosher is there. Then he can lift it up, so everybody's like, oh, you lift it up now. Oh, now I know. That's the ikar. Everything else is just the siman tov. The ode that the Aruch HaShulchan adds, to keep it to Amr Mikodem, v'yitan l'cha. You already said v'yitan l'cha at shul. So if you already said v'yitan l'cha, so then, you already said the psukim of siman tov for the week. What's the nafkamina? Many shuls don't say v'yitan l'cha. So a shul doesn't say v'yitan l'cha, so they should say, hine keli shuasi, and all those psukim according to the second reese. Okay, but those are just psukim related to Havdalah. Just one other idea I heard this week. So it's bad, relates to, can answer the following question. That is, we mentioned all these differences. Beit Kodesh Lachol, Beit Ar Lachoshech, Beit Nisholah. Why don't we make a bracha? Kodesh Baruch Hu, you created Kodesh. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you created Yisrael. You created Or. Why are we dafka saying, Mavdil Beit Kodesh Lachol, Mavdil Beit Yisrael La'amin? Why don't we just say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you created this. You created this. So I heard from Rav Shechter on a tape yesterday that the following idea. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Ein Ben David Ba Ad She Yehafchu Malchus Laminus. The Mashiach's not going to come until the government is total apikarsim, total heretics. Which government are we talking about? The world government, the Jewish government, unclear. But anyway, that's what it says. So what's the message of that idea? That Ad She Yehafchu Kala Malchus Laminus. So he quoted a Melecha Shlomo and Meseches Chala. There's a halacha called shiareha nikarin. So halacha, if you take off truma, you take off chala, you're not allowed to take off, there are different shiurim, how much chala you're allowed to give to the kohen, how much truma, you can't give your whole field. Let's say I'm such a nice guy, I want to give my entire field truma to the kohen. You know what? Nothing's truma. If you want to give 99.9%, with 0.01% left over for you, that's fine. That's called shiareha nikarin. You have to have shirayim. So that's the halacha by truma, that's the halacha by chala, that's not the halacha by reishis hageiz. Reishis hageiz, you have to give the first shearings to the kohen, also a mitzvah daraisa. That doesn't have, that can, you can give your whole shearings to the kohen. Ask the Melech Shlomo in Perak Aleph, the end of Perak Aleph in Meseches Chala, he's one of the great mefarshim on the Mishnayos Azraim. Why not? What's the difference between truma and chala versus reishis hageiz? So, different answers given. One answer is that maybe by definition, by chala and shuma, to be a matir, you have to be matir something. So by reishis hageiz, it's not a matir, it doesn't be matir anything. By shuma and chala, if it's all to the kohen, then you're not matir anything. So maybe that undermines what it is. But he gives a different answer. Says the Melech Shlomo in the Haggah of the Melech Shlomo, nearly, dehayinu b'davar sheyesh bo mishum kedusha, sheyesh bo chiyuv hafrasha. If there's something that's going to achieve a status of kedusha, so then you need the contrast of the chol. In order to appreciate the kedusha fully, you have to have the chol in the background, and then you'll say, wow, this is kadosh. So by truma and by chala, where you're creating something that has kedusha, so that you need shiareh nikarin, you need chulin. You need chulin there in order to have the contrast between truma and chulin. But by Reishis Hageiz, there's no Kedusha, it's a matana to the Kohen. There's no Kedusha of the Reishis Hageiz, of the wool. So that is why you don't need the contrast of the Chulin. That's what the Tiferes, that's what the Melech Shlomo says in Meseches Chala. So the Kedusha is about having the contrast. And another point, we had in Meseches Brachos, that you should run to see kings. Run to see whenever your king comes, daftes and brachas, run to see kings. And the Gemara says, not just Malchei Yisrael, but even Malchei Alkum. Why? Why should you run to see kings? So when Mashiach comes, you'll be able to realize what true covet is. What's pshat? Again, if Jethro said, the pshat is, it's the contrast. You'll be able to appreciate true covet if you've seen the covet of Malchus Basar Vadam. So maybe that's the pshat of the Gemara. When is Mashiach going to come? When all the Malchus Nefchol Aminus? Because of the contrast, because the Malchus, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to have the appreciation of the beauty and the godliness of the Malchus of Beis David, so the Mashiach's not going to come until Nefchu HaMalchus Laminus. So we have a total contrast between the Malchus beforehand and the Malchus afterwards. Maybe this is the Pshat, and taking all that whole idea to put it into our Gemara, maybe this is the Pshat with Havdalah. Why don't we just say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Yisrael, creates Kedusha? No, because the point is to have the contrast. We appreciate Shabbos in contrast with the background of weekdays. We appreciate Kodesh when we have Chol right next to it. That's the Melech Shlomo in Meseches Chala, that's the Gemara in Brachas, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and maybe that's why we have a focus, an emphasis on Havdalah, and not just on Yitziras HaKedusha. Let us now continue with Gufa. Gufa, about line 12, first word on the line. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia, Hapokas Leifchas Bishalash, Amos Le Yosef Al Sheva, not less than three, not more than seven, Meisvei, the Tosefta says, Omer Abdolos, when do you make Abdullah? B'Motzai Shabbosos, B'Motzai Yom Tovim, B'Motzai Yom HaKippurim, why is that one separate? Why isn't that included in Motzai Yantif? Exactly, because of the Eish. We had Gemara earlier in Zechas Pesachim. There is Eish on Motzai Yom Kippur, different than the Eish on Motzai Shabbos. Motzai Shabbos is because Eish was Nivra on Motzai Shabbos. Motzai Yom Kippur is because we had an Isser Hana up until now, unlike other Yom Tovim when you were allowed to use Eish. So that's why it's listed separately, because of the Eish aspect. Uba Motzai Shabbos liyantif. This also Avdallah. Uba Motzai Yantif l'chol shomoi. Aval lo Motzai Yantif l'Shabbos. But there is no Avdallah going from Yantif to Shabbos. Why not? The Rashbam here gives the mashal from yesterday. When the officer leaves and the king comes in, you don't focus so much on the officer. Right? The king's coming. When the king leaves and the officer comes in, okay, you have to be alive with the king. That's what the Rashbam says. The Ran here, quoting also Rashi, says this in another place. That is, you only make Abdullah when you're going down. When you're going down, when you're going mechamur l'kal. When you're going to kal chamur, that's not a Havdalah. That's a Hosafa. That's a Hosafa of Kedusha. You only make Abdullah when you go down. The Haragil, so the Bryce, the Tosefta continues, Haragil Omer Harbi, Vishena Ragil Omer Achas. Somebody who's Ragil can say many, many Havdalahs. Somebody who's not Ragil will say one Havdalah. Kasha, right, because we just said you have to say at least three. So what do you mean just say one? So Tanayi is Machlokas Tanayim. Damar Yochanan, Binon Shel Kedoshim Omer Achas. The children of holy ones say one Havdalah. V'nagu Hamor Mashalosh, but the Am is knowing to say three. So my nihu benan shel kadosh. So it's machlokas tanaim, one or three, the minimum. Who are the sons of kadoshim? Rabbi Menachem Bar Simoi. He's the son of kadoshim. The amai karale benan shel kadoshim. Why is he called benan shel kadoshim? Delo is takel but sursa de zuzah. You know, there's pictures and forms on coins. He never even looked at the pictures on coins in the Abraham Lincoln on the coin. He never looked. Why? He was such a holy man. We know there's something called a graven image. This isn't obviously allowed to look at the coin, not being bowing down to it, not worshiping. He didn't even look at those images. He was such a holy person, and he did one. Shalach Lei, but we don't hold like him. Shalach Lei, Rav Shmuel Bar Idi Chadanya Achi Omer Achas Lesochas Akavasi. My brother also held one, but the halacha is not like him. Why, Dafka, looking at the coins, what exactly is the godless of this? And also asks in the Margolius Hashas, where is it here? It says, why, Dafka, are they known as Benon Shel Kedoshim? Just say Kedoshim. They're holy people. What are they, the children of holy people? So he quotes here from a Rebbe that, V'kasha, lama toli zebe Benon Shel Kedoshim. How about the gross Kedoshim? So he quotes, the Ha'inyan. There are some people that love money because of what you could do with the money. I love money because I could do this and I could buy this. I could get so much hana from it. That's one part, the reason you could love money. There are foolish people. I love having it. I do with what I'm going to use it for. But just having it here gives me pleasure. That's why I love money. That's a different type of person. Says, so too, there are people regarding their yichus. There are some people that have tremendous yichus. Tremendous. They come from a scion of rabbinic families, and they use that to inspire themselves. Wow, look who I have in my family. I have to follow in their footsteps. They use it for their own good in order to work, in order to better themselves. Or then there are others that say, hey, look at my family. Woo! Look, I don't have to do anything. I can sit here. I can jump on their shoulders. Look, I could use it. See, he says, that's pshat. Do they stare? What's the Gemara talking about? Do they stare at their money? They stare. Oh, wonderful, beautiful. No. What's the mashal? The mashal is that they don't even look at they don't focus on the picture of the money. The focus is the toeles that they're going to get out of it. So too, the benon shel kedoshim. That's the mashal. The children of kedoshim, because these are the types of people that use their yichus and try to run with it. They don't just sit there and stare at the money. They don't just sit there and say, I have schus avos, I'm great. They dafka don't focus on the money itself, but they use it for their own toeles. That's why it's folk dafka benon shel kedoshim, because they use the yichus, but they go with it themselves. That's the agadah of the day. That's why dafka benon, exactly, benon shel kedoshim. There's one other important halachic ha'ara on what we just said. And that is, we said there is havdalah made going from yantif to chol hamoed, which we all make. Yantif to chol hamoed has the regular havdalah, as if hamavda mekodesh l'chol. That's what we say. Hamavda mekodesh l'chol. So is that really appropriate? It's chol hamoed. Chol hamoed, we say hamavda mekodesh l'chol. Where we say, the Sharm Sarim Balacha points it out. It's a little tzarachian, because what do we say in Musaf? On Chol HaMoed, we say regular Kedushas Hayom. Adav v'chartanu mikol ha'amim. Right, we say v'avitila v'avi'ava mo'adim l'simcha chayav v'olam sason. Right, so is that really appropriate to say regular Havdalah on Hamavda because the Chol going into Chol HaMoed? V'yesh l'datik. How could you say this? So he quotes some Achronim that are bothered by this that say, really, you have to say it's Chol HaMoed, not Chol HaMoed. Even though we know that there are, you know, halachas, there are the five heterim of work that you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, but still, by nature, the Kedushas Hayom is Chol. Just to contrast this to, I think, something that we mentioned before, a thought that Rav Soloveitchik said regarding Chol HaMoed. That is, the Gemara in Erechin tells us on Daf Yud the different reasons for Hallel. When do you say Hallel? When do you not say Hallel? Full Hallel, whole Hallel. So the Gemara says, what's the difference between Pesach and Sukkot? Pesach, you say half Hallel, and Sukkot, you say full Hallel. So there are other reasons of the Medrash, but the Gemara says, Chaluk and Karban Oseihen. Sukkot has a separate carbon every day, reflecting a new Kedushas Hayom, and therefore you say full Hallel every day of Sukkot. Mashiach, Pesach is all the same carbon. Mashma, that it's all one Kedushas Hayom, that's an overflow, and therefore there's only full Hallel on the first day, or two, and then the rest is only half Hallel. Fine. So the Gemara says Shabbos has a unique carbon, so why don't you say Hallel on Shabbos? So the Gemara says it's not called a Moed. Rosh Chodesh, what about Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed? So why do you say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, and it has a separate carbon? We had this Gemara earlier, that Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. So the Gemara says, listen to this language, Lo Iktish Ba'asiyas Malacha. Rosh Chodesh, you're right, it's called a Moed. And it has a separate carbon, but it wasn't ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. There's no Isser malacha. It didn't have kedusha of asiyas malacha. That's the Gemara about Rosh Chodesh. Asks Reb Chaim on the Gemara, so what about Chol HaMoed? It's also not ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. So why do we see Halal Chol HaMoed Sukkos? So what is a separate carbon? What did the Gemara here say? You need separate carbon, you need Isser malacha, and you need Moed. So Chol HaMoed doesn't have that. So says Reb Chaim, you know what you have to say? And he was so convinced by this, he thought it was a rayim of hereshes to a halacha, which we'll talk about in a minute. Reb Chaim thought that Chol HaMoed inherently has full Kedushas Hayom. It's Ikdish. Because what does the Gemara say? Rosh Chodesh is not Ikdish Basiyas Malacha. It must be that Chol HaMoed is Ikdish Basiyas Malacha. It just has heterim. It has Dover HaAvid. It has Meleches, not a Meleches Umnin. It has Sarach HaMoed. There are Heterim. But inherently, Chol HaMoed has a full Kedushas Hayom, just like every other day of Yontif. And that's why you say full Hallel. Full Hallel goes on Sukkos. Because you say full, because it goes by the Kedushas Hayom. The Kedushas Hayom, I'm reading now from Eretz Tzvi, Simen Tes. The Kedushas Chol HaMoed, Shave Hilu Shal Yontif. El Dezesh Shem Yontif Alei, Vezesh Shem Chol HaMoed Olav. And that's it, because this full Kedushas Hayom, there's just Heterim to do Malacha. So that was what, and that wouldn't work so well with our Gemara. As I'm just saying, because we, on Chol HaMoed, we say, Bein Kodesh L'chol. So according to Reb Chaim, you'll have to say that's talking about the Lamaisa aspects. Even though usually Havdalah, we talk about the idea, what is the Kedushas Hayom, doesn't work perfectly. You have to work it out. But Reb Chaim used this for the issue of Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Major discussion, Machlokas Mechaber in the Ramah, do you wear tefillin Chol HaMoed, even if you do, without a bracha, Sibma Laman Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. So Reb Chaim was convinced not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed because of this Gemara. Because he thought there's no Gemara that says Mefurish. There are three or four Gemaras that the Achronim discuss whether they give hints to whether you can wear tefillin, should wear, should not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Reb Chaim thought this Gemara was a Raya Mefureshes, that Chol HaMoed has full Kedushas Hayom, and therefore one should not. The Shulchan Aruch passes Aser to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Ramah says yes, so again, one should follow one's minhag. Again, but that idea of Reb Chaim does not fit perfectly into our Gemara. According to his words, you have to figure out why you say, going into Chol HaMoed, Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol.
Why do those heterim exist? There must be some difference.
Those heterim do exist. I mean, there's just like there are heterim on Yontif, right, different than Shabbos, or Chol HaMoed on Yontif. Those are our heterim. Right, according to Reb Chaim, those heterim, though, don't reflect something about the mahus of the day. But it reflects that you got the lamaisa aspects of the day, so that's what you have to say. Abdullah is relating to the lamaisa aspects. Okay, Amar Rav Shua ben Levi, weiter, Hamadol Srach Shemar Me'in Havdolos Hamuris Betor. Shua ben Levi has the following yisod. Every Havdalah that you mention has to be rooted in a Havdalah mentioned in the Torah. That's the mirror of Pasuk. Meisvei, Seder Havdolos Heich Omer. What are the Seder Havdalos? Hamav, the Mikolos Lechol. Ben Arlechosha, Ben Yisrael Amin. Ben Yom HaShvi'i, L'Sheish Zimei HaMasa. Ben Tamei, L'Tahar. Ben Hayam, L'Charava, the Yam and Dry Land. Ben Mayim HaEl Yonim, L'Mayim HaTachtonim. Ben Kohanim, L'Leviim, V'Yisraelim. Those are all the Havdalos that you mentioned. V'Chosem, and how do you end off Havdalah? We don't do it this way. But how do you end off Havdalah? B'Seder Breishas. Baruch Masada Breishas. V'Yachayim Omerim, B'Yotza Breishas. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda Omer. Three different forms of chasima. But ask the Gemara now, the Im Isa, and if it's true that you're only allowed to mention a Havdalah that's based on a pasuk in the Torah, where the Torah said, Mavdil something, between the dry land and the Yam, it doesn't say a pasuk in the Torah about Havdalah regarding that. So the Gemara says, Sami Mikan Bein Al-Kharava. Okay, take it out. Sami Mikan, erase it. Ihachi, but sorry. Yeah, in Achinami. Ihachi bein yom hashvi'i l'sheis miyamasa nami bein chasimu. But if you're relating to what we said before, that bein yom hashvi'i l'sheis miyamasa is not counted because that's just there to have mein chasima, butzer chadav like a shiva. Then you only have six. Then you only have six. You don't have seven because you already took out two. So Gemara answers Amri kohanim levim yisraelim shemili ninu. That phrase is really two havdalas. Because it's the separation between Levim li Yisraelim. It's the Shevet Levi versus the rest of Klal Yisrael. That's one Havdalah. The Chsib Ba'esahi Avdil Hashem as Shevet Levi. And then the second one is within Shevet Levi, Bein HaKohanim L'Levim. The Chsib B'nei Amram Aaron U'Moshe Vayibadil Aaron Lahakdisho Kodesh Kadashim. Therefore, those two count as two Havdalahs. Again, there are many levels of Kedusha in Yahadus, in people, in everybody has Kedushas Yisrael, but there is Kedushas Kehuna, Kedushas Leviyah, in objects, in foods, right? Many levels of Kedusha. I saw that quoted B'Shem the Yavetz. The Yavetz suggested that maybe all the Havdalahs mentioned in this Raisa are connected to the 7 days of the week. Said number one, Bein, right, Bein Kodesh L'Chol, that's Sunday. Right, that's the contrast of Bein Shabbos to Chol. Bein Mayim El Yonim L'Mayim HaTachtonim. That's day two, when Hashem split the upper waters and the lower waters. Ben Hayam Acharava, which is deleted at the end, but that's day three. Hashem made the dry land appear. Ben Or LaChoshech, that's Yom Revi, that's the day the Maoris were created. Ben Tamei LaTahar, that's day five, when all the animals were, not all the animals, some of the animals, by the fish and the birds, on day five. Ben Yisrael Amin, that's a reference to day six, when Adam was created. And then, those are the, and then Ben Yom HaShvi, L'Sheish Me'amasa, the Chasima, that's Shabbos. So each one of these, interestingly, might be parallel to the days of the week. Continuing the Gemara, five lines up. Mechta my chasim. So what do you chosim havdala with? We had a few suggestions in the Braisa. So what do we hold? So Rav Amar Mekadesh Yisrael. Rav says you end off havdala of Shabbos with Mekadesh Yisrael. Shmuel Amar no hamavdari kolish lachol like what we do. So Lion Amar Abaya v'itamer Rav Yosef ahadar Rav Abaya or Rav Yosef. One of them was very upset with Rav and they cursed what he said. The Yerusha Meach says why they curse because he's mixing up Shabbos and Yontif. Mekadesh Yisrael, that's a Yontif term. Shabbos is Kviyav HaKaima. Shabbos is Hashem does it. Mekadesh Hashem, nothing to do with Shabbos. We could stand there today till tomorrow screaming, it's not Yontif, it's not Shabbos, it's not Shabbos, it's not Shabbos. Doesn't matter, it's going to be Shabbos anyway. There's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. But Shabbos, we have nothing to do with our what we do. There is a separate idea called Mitzvah HaKdisha, right? We make Kiddush. What do you mean we make Kiddush on Shabbos? What are we doing? So some Achronim suggest it's based on a similar concept we have by Bechor. The Gemara in Bechoro says that even though Bechor is Kadosh Mirechem, a Bechor, it comes out of the animal, it's a Bechor, you have to give it to the Kohen. Doesn't matter what you say, but still there's a concept called Mitzvah HaKdisha. Interesting. Actually, it's Shmuel. So Shmuel says in Bechor it's Mitzvah L'Hakdisho. Even though it's Kadosh Mirechem, there's a mitzvah to add your own element to be Makdishit. Ava Bisha Kadosh Mitzvah L'Hakdisho. So some relate that to Kiddush on Shabbos as well. Though Shabbos is Kadosh Kviyav Kaima, there's a separate idea of Mitzvah L'Hakdisho, but that's just an extra. That's not the Iker. So it's very confusing. That's why Abaya and Rabbi Yosef were against this opinion of Rav to say Mekadesh Yisrael. That's a Yontif term. That's not a Shabbos term. Tana Mishpei Rabbi Yishua ben Chananya, he has the following suggestion. Kol HaChosein, both. Mekadish Yisrael v'hamavdil b'kodesh l'chol, ma'arichim lo yom ha'vishnosav. Say both. That which Rav said, and that's what Shmuel said, v'losilchaz ha'kavaseh, but we don't pask in that way, we just say ha'mavdil b'kodesh l'chol. Why don't we pass in that way? Either we don't want to mention Mekadosh Yisrael, or the Rashbam and Tosfos here both say, She'ein Chosmin B'Shtayim. We never have two different themes in a ending of a bracha. We have one theme. A bracha might be a bracha arucha, which might have different themes in it, but the chasima of a bracha always has one theme, the ikr theme of the bracha. That's why Ein Chosmin B'Shtayim. Ula ikla lo papadisa, Ula went to papadisa. Amalei Rav Yehuda, Rav Yitzchak Rei. So Rav Yehuda said to Rav Yitzchak his son, Zil amti lekal kala de peri. Go bring a Ula. I heard Ula's in town. Go bring a baya from some fruit. V'chazi hechi avdil. And go see how he makes Havdalah. The Rashbam explains, he really just wanted to find out how this Gadol Hadar made Havdalah. So he said to his son, you know, bring him a present. Go bring him some fruit. Go bring him a basket of fruit. And then that way you'll be there. It was getting close to Motzei Shabbos. So you'll see how. Yeah, we make Havdalah. So Machronim say, hey, he's bringing him fruit on Shabbos. So is this a raya? You're allowed to give him a matana on Shabbos? So if we know there's Gzeir, the Rabbanan, the Nekachu, Memkar on Shabbos, the Rova of the Rishonim, Ruba, the Ruba, 99% of the Rishonim assume that matana is also Asar on Shabbos, giving a gift. Okay, yeah, there is a Me'iri and Ksubis of Zion that maybe matana is not included. But we usually assume that matana is included. You look in Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham, you're not allowed to give a gift on Shabbos. You're not allowed to change Rishuyos. So what's going on here? Is this right that he was? So again, the Poskim say maybe the Shmir Shabbos says this in Chavtes. Maybe Litzarech Mitzvah, you're allowed to give a gift on Shabbos, right? Or on Yantif. For example, let's say you want to give a lulav on the first day of Sukkot, right? You need lachem, so you have to give it to your friends. We say it's okay because Litzarech Mitzvah, it is allowed. Give a lulav and esrog on the first day. But other than that, a menorah on Shabbos and Yantif. What's that going to come up? Shabbos and Yom Tov. You could come up with other things like wine. You want to give a bottle of wine. You want to give a bottle of wine to your friend you went there. So again, we mentioned that's not the Tzarech Mitzvah. The Tzarech Chesed. It's a Chesed you're doing. Okay, but that's not a hardcore Mitzvah. You want to give a Bar Mitzvah boy a present, right? So what did the rabbi say? And you should accept this after Shabbos, right? Why? Because they're not supposed to be a Chalos Kinyan on Shabbos, right? So that's not Tzarech Mitzvah. The Yoch HaShulchan is a Chiddush where he says maybe giving to the Chassan and the Kala by the Afra, if it's a Simchas Chassan V'Kala. Again, it's a stretch. Again, if people are Mekel, Yesh B'Yamal Lismoch, to consider that connected to a Mitzvah, but Meker Adin, one's not supposed to give gifts. Again, here maybe it was Tzarech Mitzvah to find out how he makes Havdalah. It's unclear. It's a little. I have to be a little flexible in the definition, but that's what it assumes. Oh, okay. So that's maybe they told him to accept it after Shabbos.
Maybe because
it's Shabbos. L'sorach Shabbos. Okay, but still that would be L'sorach Shabbos then, not L'sorach Mitzvah. That would be L'sorach Shabbos. Okay, so go see how he makes Havdalah. Lo Azal. So Rav Yitzchak the son did not go himself. He sent Abaya. Sent Abaya, his friend, his chavrusa. Go see what Ula did. Kiyasa Abaya, when Abaya came, Amar Lehechi Amar. So when Abaya came back, so Rabbi Yitzchak the son said, oh, what'd he say? Amar Leh, Baruch Hamavdil Kodesh L'chol, Amar Vesulo. He just said that one line. Baruch Hamavdil Kodesh L'chol. So Asal Kami Davua. So then Rabbi Yitzchak met his father. So Amar Lehechi Amar. Oh, so what'd he say? So Amar Leh, Analo Azli. Anoshad Ridil Abaya. Oh, I didn't go myself, Dad. I sent Abaya. But Amar Leh, Kodesh L'chol. This is what he told me. So I got the answer. So Amalei, his father, got upset at him. Rav Nusei Demar, Visserarusei Demar, meaning, he's talking in third person to his son. He says, your greatness and your gaiva, Garmalei Lamar, to Lotemesh Maisemi Pume. Because you didn't go yourself. So you're not going to be Zocha to have this Maimer said in your name for all generations. The Rashbam here quotes the Gemara in Yevamah Tzadik Zayin, that any Talmud Chacham that they say something B'Shem Amro after he dives, Sivsosav Dovavos B'Kever, his mouth is moving, literally he never dies, his Torah is Torah's Chayim, it continues. So he says to his son, you're never going to have that because you didn't have the Amelus, you didn't go find out yourself. So therefore, he got upset at him. Very unusual though, it's pretty upset. So so in the B'Yuri Hadaf, they quote that because maybe he didn't want to just have him go see how he made Havdalah. He wanted to be next to Gedolim. He wanted him to be next to Ula. It wasn't Stam. You can't always figure out and understand what the father says to his son. He didn't want him just to see Havdalah. He wanted to be next to Ula. So that's why he got so upset that he didn't go to Ula himself. Meisvei, ask the Gemara now, what did we just say? That Ula Ula, all the Havdalah was Baruch HaMavda Mekodesh L'chol. So the rest says, Meisvei, Kol HaBrachas Kulad Baseach Baruch HaKosim Mem B'Baruch. The usual rule is, every bracha has to start and end with a Baruch. Except for the following exceptions. And that's going to be the Kasha on Ula, because he just says, Baruch HaMavda Mekodesh, he just started with a Baruch. And he didn't end with a Baruch. Everything has to start and end with a Baruch. Chutz, Mi Berachas HaMitzvos, for a Berachas HaMitzvah, Baruch HaTa Hashem L'Kedem L'Acholam, Asher Kedem L'Vano, Anatil HaZuluf. Let it end with a barak. That's so short. It's so short. It's one pasuk, one line. So you don't have to have it end with a barak. Uberchaz aperos, also very short. Uber ubracha hasmucha lechaverta. So we'll start talking about today and continue tomorrow. By Hashem, a bracha that's next to its friend. So therefore, for example, berchaz hamazon, where the second bracha is node rachem or shmona esrei. All the brachas are bruchas hasmuchas lechaverta. So those do not need to start with a bracha. Why? Why do they need to start with a bracha? Why do they start with a bracha? Because they piggyback on the previous bracha. But it's a machlokas Rashbam and Tosas here. What do they piggyback on? What are the choices? The one before the
one immediately before the first.
The one immediately before, but the one immediately before only has something at the end of it, right? Not before. Let's say so. The Rashbam says it piggybacks on the beginning of the first bracha. So every bracha in Shmona Esrei is piggybacking on the Baruch of Hashem at the beginning of Shmona Esrei. So it's the beginning of the first bracha. Tosva says, no, it's piggybacking on the end of the previous bracha. So is it piggyback on the psicho or on the chasima? We'll talk about maybe differences tomorrow, what it's using. By the way, that's bracha zmukh chavertal. Ubracha achrona sheva kriyashma. And also the last bracha of kriyashma. Sheishma head, well, because that's also zmukh chavertal. Even though kriyashma is in the middle, we say it's not a hefsek. By yatzav and achon. Sheishma head, posepo barach, fein chosib barach. Some of these in the list start with a barach and don't end with a barach. Like the berachas mitzvos, and some end with a baruch and don't start with a baruch, like the brachas buchal chavertas. But the fourth bracha of benching, that's an exception, not really an exception, but it looks like an exception. It starts and ends with a baruch. Why? Why does the fourth bracha of benching start with baruch? No derachim, because it was added later. It was added later. It's from a different time period by Haruge Beitar. Atova Meitib, which we discussed a couple of days ago, the bracha of Atova Meitib, that's why it's separate. But ask the Gemara, Kasha Ula. This is a Kasha and Ula, because Ula says, by Havdalah, you just say Baruch HaMavda Mekodesh L'chol. So what about these rules? Doesn't have to end with a Baruch. So, Amalacha Ula, Hanami Keberchaz HaMitzvah Tamya. Because this is similar to a Berchaz HaMitzvah. Berchaz HaMitzvah is my time in Mishim Tehodai, Hanami Odahi. Berchaz HaMitzvah, why doesn't it have to end with a Baruch? Because it's a short little thanking Hashem. This is also a short little thanking Hashem. So therefore, you don't have to end with a bracha, period. It's a big Tosfos discussion on Kufdal and Mabez here about many cases which seem to be in violation of this rule about bracha hasmucha l'chaverta. So today we'll discuss one and a half of the issues. And Tosfos Yirasa Kol HaBrachos, he asks, what about Elokai Neshama? Elokai Neshama is a bracha, it ends off, Hamachzor Neshama Zavgar Mesim. Where's the baruch for that? So that's why the Mishposkim suggest to do what? Even though in the Siddurim sometimes it's after Elu Dvarim, but some suggest, and some, the newer Siddurim, that they say maybe put it right after Asher Yatzar. So right, it's similar to Asher Yatzar. It talks about the Bria of a person. So that's why Samar Makpid, that could say Asher Yatzar, and right away to say Elokai Neshama afterwards, to make it Bracha Smucha L'Chaverta. But, you know, it's not in all the Siddurim. There is a Meiri in Brachas that we had on Daf Samach in Brachas that says maybe it's Smucha L'Chaverta to Hamapil. Unbelievable. You say Hamapil before you go to sleep, but when you wake up, you say Elokai Neshama Shenasatami. It's related in theme, but it says, you know, it's not, sleep is not a hefsek. I always thought that, you know, that makar has to be assuming that sleep is l'tzorach avodas Hashem also. You're not sleeping stop for your own sleep. If you're sleeping l'shem avodas Hashem, so then everything is one big unit. You say amaba before you go to sleep, you say l'kan Hashem when you wake up, it's all brachas mil chavrata, it's not a hefsek, as long as the sleep is l'shem avodas Hashem, and not l'shem stam getting my rest. That is one discussion of Elokai Neshama. Then Tosfos brings up Tfilas Haderech. What about Tfilas Haderech? Come on in, it's okay. What about Tfilas Haderech? Why isn't Tfilas Haderech, does that need Brachas Buchal Chavarta? We start off with the Yihiratzon, but it ends off, Brachas Hashem Shomei Tfilah. So what do you do with Tfilas Haderech? So Tosfos suggests, V'yesh Lomar, and Tosfos Kol, V'sh'ena Brachos, El Shevach V'Tfilah Ba'alma. Maybe Tfilas Haderech, it looks like a Bracha, but it's not really a Bracha. It's Shevach, it's Tfilah. So maybe that's why. That's why I heard B'Shem Rebecca Kamenetsky, there's a Kpeda to say Tfilas Haderech yourself. But the other had to be yotzi with somebody else. Some are machmid. Why? Because of this Tosfos. You can't daven with somebody else. The tefillah. If it's a tefillah, not a bracha, then you have to say it yourself. The Bnei Golem is not to assume that way. It's assumed that it's a bracha. And you have to look at the other answers to what to do with tefillah sederach. The Maharami Rutenberg is quoted in the tour in the Shulchan Aruch as he's the one that says, maybe you can make it bracha smucha l'chaberta. He, when he used to go on the way, and they say he must be, he started already, because you can't say tefillah sederach before you start. We add in the Gemara. When you started on the way, he used to say, Agoma chasadim tovim l'amo Yisrael, yirat zavah fadecha. And the Prisha says, because those two are connected in theme, because it talks about chesed, and on the derech you need a chesed, that's why you can put tefillah sederach with that. And the Mefarshim say, but it's, it sounds like it has to be connected in theme, but does he mean only that? Does he mean any bracha? There's another makar where they call the Maharami Rutenberg as connecting it to Hanosel and Sechvevina, which has nothing to do with Tfilah Sadera. So he just needs any bracha. It's a big discussion. Does brachas Bukhla Chaberta have to be connected to any bracha, or a bracha that it's the same idea? There's another answer to some of the Rishonim give, that really Tfilah Sadera is a bracha of Shomea Tfilah. And Shomea Tefillah, in its normal context, in Shemona Esrei, is Smucha L'Chaberta. So because in its normal context is Smucha L'Chaberta, so too, even though you say it separately on the road, it's also it's considered Smucha L'Chaberta, even though it doesn't look like a Smucha L'Chaberta. Some people have a minute to make a bird for eight. The problem with bird for, you can't say bird for eight, because you're going to bite into an apple. That's going to be a hefsek. So with a bird of fashas. But the Brain of Fashas or an Alamechia, you could be Yosei. That's what the, in Kufyur, so in Kufyur and Shulchan Aruch is not Tfilah Sederach. So he quotes this halach, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Minag of the Maharami Rutenberg, and the Mefarshim on the side quote, what about other Aces? The Chassam Sofer here quotes his Rebbe, Rav Dasan Adler, and now goes to Shulchan Aruch and says, his Rebbe used to make it a Mori Hayanoeg Levarach Al Hareach. He made Bori Brain of Samim, and he used that. So he says, what about the smelling? When we see what's a poskin, they don't think it's good because the smelling is a hefsek. So what must you say? Why dafka brechas areyach? Different than Menachem said. It must be, a ripshot in this Rav Dasan Adler, that, eating something, that's a hefsek. Smelling? What, you breathe also? Well, you go, right? So see, you're breathing deeply. That's a hefsek? So it could be that maybe he was dafka teaching the Talmidim. Dafka brechas areyach, smelling is not a hefsek. So that's why Dafki picked that. Maybe he had an asterisk there. Maybe he had a summer. It was easy to be there. But if you want to give lundus to it, maybe Dafki did Berachas Areyach to say that it wasn't a hefsek. Even though his Talmud, the Chassam Sofer, did think it was a hefsek, and therefore he thought it was not a good idea. Either way, different sheetahs about whether there's a lachatilah to make tefillah sederach into smucha l'chaverta. Tomorrow we'll talk more about other cases that Tosas brings up. Okay. What does it mean that Berachas Mitzvah is Hodah? Right, Hodah is different. Maybe just Asher Kedishanu, that's what we have Hodah, that he gave us the mitzvahs. He made it that it's short, that it's one line, that it doesn't have to end with a bar. The issue was a Zechanishmas, Simarachal Bas, Harav, Tzvi, Aryeh.